Coast Radio News for Monday, January 11th, 2021. For Coast Radio News, I'm George Henry. The Central Oregon coast is under a flood advisory for the next several days. Rain, high waters, and king tides contributed to flooding on Highway 126 near Cushman over the weekend, and the National Weather Service is expecting more through Wednesday afternoon. Beginning this evening, the advisory becomes a watch as heavy rain is expected to continue through the night. If you're planning travel along the coast, watch for potential road hazards, as heavy rains bring a potential hazard for slides. There have already been reports of minor erosion along Highway 101 near Lincoln Beach, Depot Bay area. Tides are expected to be high for the next several days, reaching 1.5 feet above ground level. Homes along the coastal area and along the Saislaw River should be on alert and take proper precautions should flooding occur. Three more cases of the coronavirus have been added to the Florence list, bringing the total to 119. Over the past week, there have been several transports of patients with COVID-19 from Peace Harbor Hospital to Riverbend in Eugene. The steady rise, according to health officials, comes from small gatherings and is spreading into the community. There has only been one official outbreak noted by Lane County Public Health, that of a recent Bible study. But admittedly, Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health has said the manpower just isn't there to quickly locate and identify every pocket that arises. He says Florence can expect more cases to show up in the coming weeks. The state is nearing the 100,000 mark for vaccinations of the COVID-19 vaccine, as the rate of infection also continues to climb. More than 96,000 doses has been administered. On Saturday, the Oregon Health Authority added 13,448 vaccinations, but that was a cumulative total over 2 days. They are getting closer to their 12,000 per day goal, however, with 8,768 doses administered on Friday. Over the weekend, there were 4,623 new coronavirus cases reported for the state, along with 37 new deaths. For the same period, Lane County reported 290 new cases. State totals are at 125,701 as of Sunday. If you have any need to contact Lane County government today, you may have a difficult time getting through. On Sunday, a contractor engaged in excavation in downtown Eugene severed lines. According to Lane County Sheriff's Office, this does not affect rural 911 service. In addition, Florence's 911 service is routed locally. Offices affected include the Lane County Sheriff's Office, the District Attorney's Office, and Lane County Health and Human Services. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, January 11th, 2021.